everyone. It's Tania. I just want to share a verse with you that's been on my heart all week. It comes from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1, and it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." This verse has really been on my heart. It touched me because it really reminds me of a conversation that I had with our kids a few weeks ago about what God has done in our lives. Where would our lives be if God had not stepped in and intervened? Where would our lives be if God had not had mercy on us? Who would we be if God had not touched different people to come to move in our lives on his behalf? I know that we just would be a mess because we were a mess before God stepped in and we weren't getting any better. And I was just able to share a few things with the kids about where our lives were headed and how it was God's mercy that came and changed everything. It was God's mercy that changed the whole entire course of not just my life, but their lives. And in light of what God has done, that there should be such a thankfulness for his mercy and his kindness. And out of that thanksgiving, how we should give God our all, that we should give God our best, that we should give God our first, because he has been so good to us. And so would you just join me today in prayer as we just lift up the children, asking that they would see what God has done. And then in light of what he has done, to just praise him and give him everything. So Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your mercy and your love, Lord. We thank you that you looked upon us and you saw where we were at. And even when we weren't looking for you, you came and you rescued us. You didn't leave us where we were at, but you came and you changed the entire course of our lives, Lord. And you have been so good to us. You have been so merciful. And so, Lord, we just pray that in light of your goodness, in light of your mercy, that we would give our all, that our children would hold nothing back from you, Lord God, that our children would see what you have done and just out of thanksgiving for your love and your kindness, that they would give you everything, that they would offer you their first, that they would offer you their best of their lives, Lord God, to serve you, to know you, to love you, to bring glory to your name, Lord God, that they would be so thankful for what you have done, so thankful that you have changed the course of their lives, so thankful that their lives didn't continue in the way that they were headed, that they would give you everything and hold nothing back. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so that's the prayer this day, that our children would truly see what God has done, and then in light of what he has done, to give him everything, to give him our all. God bless and have a wonderful week. I will speak to you soon.